He wiped his glasses and adjusted them on his button nose. The frame had made a deep pink V on the bridge. He looked critically at Ralph's golden body and then down at his own clothes. He laid a hand on the end of a zipper that extended down his chest. "My auntie." Then he opened the zipper with decision and pulled the whole windbreaker over his head. "There." Ralph looked at him sidelong and said nothing. "I expect we'll want to know all their names," said the fat boy, "and make a list. We ought to have a meeting." Ralph did not take the hint, so the fat boy was forced to continue. "I don't care what they call me," he said confidentially, "so long as they don't call me what they used to call me at school." Ralph was faintly interested. "What was that?" The fat boy glanced over his shoulder, then leaned toward Ralph. He whispered, "They used to call me Piggy." Ralph shrieked with laughter. He jumped up. "Piggy! Piggy! Ralph, please!" Piggy clasped his hands in apprehension. "I said I didn't want... Piggy! Piggy!" Ralph danced out into the hot air of the beach and then returned as a fighter plane, with wings swept back, and machine-gunned Piggy.
"Skeow!"
He dived in the sand at Piggy's feet and lay there laughing.
"Piggy!"
Piggy grinned reluctantly, pleased, despite himself, at even this much recognition. "So long as you don't tell the others..."